Welcome to the first episode of IDU Media Studies. I'm your host, Ati, and this episode is all about discussion around technologies.
We do media studies, oh, what does that mean? Nobody knows, so we'll try to explain. We do media studies, oh, what does that mean? Here's a podcast to try to explain.
The next big thing. Technology, media, and extensions. Today we are talking about philosophies of technologies regarding mediated communication, or in life general. Let's start with some of the concepts that you are going to hear a lot today. Technological determinism, social constructions of technology, and affordances. So, here how it goes. Some scholars and philosophers claim that technologies within the society are the prime determining factor society's actions and development. People who are enthusiasts of this approach are called technological determinists. One of the most known scholars in the field of media who can be associated with technological determinism is Marshall McLuhan. He's a Canadian scholar who coined the phrase, "Medium is the message." As always in the scholarly world and philosophy, no theory or approach is left alone in a peaceful setting. Of course, some scholars had several opposing and challenging ideas about technological determinism. The first challenging opinions are originated from social constructivists like Grint and Woolgar. They, in simplest terms, offer that technology could be only something that's interpreted by the society, and then technological artifacts can have meanings, or, as Plato said, they are tabula rasas. Therefore, rather than being determining force, it's something that we make sense of as humans. However, Gibson brought us the concept of affordances, which even made more sense by Hatchby, because Gibson was a psychology scholar, whereas Hatchby was a sociological guy. Hatchby says, "In this way, technologies can be understood as artifacts which may be both shaped by and shaping of the practices of human use in interaction with, around, and through them." This podcast is brought to you by The Amazing Food, the foods that help you go through the day, week, or semester. Keep calm and enjoy your food like it's your last deadline for the semester.
We do media studies, oh, what does that mean? Nobody knows, so we'll try to explain. We do media studies, oh, what does that mean? Here's a podcast to try to explain.
Let's talk about technological determinism in more details. If they ask me who would you like to have a chat from the past, I might say McLuhan. Do you know why? You probably don't. Or if you know, I'm actually scared. But his work is on technology and media was frontier. Sure, I don't agree with him like 100%, but he had cool ideas going on in his head. I would like to talk about technological determinism in terms of media. You might heard the phrase "the medium is the message" before. That phrase is coined by Marshall McLuhan. Wait for a second though. What does that mean? I would like to take a step back and talk about traditional communication model that you probably learned in 101 or an introductory course. Shannon and Weaver were two hardcore computer/mathematics scholars, and they developed a model called Shannon and Weaver model of communication. The model basically claims that there are three core components of communication. First, the sender, who sends the information, the channel in which the information is sent through, and the receiver who gets the informed. So McLuhan's approach claims that the channel embeds itself into the message, or in other words, it shapes the way of communication. Well, to some extent, you might agree with him. Moving on with McLuhan's claim on medium and message, so his claims might make sense until you read all his work. He understands the technology and media as an extension of men in quotes. In one of his essays, he said, The electronic age is distinct from any other age in having extended the human nervous system itself in a group of external technologies. So basically, he makes sense of the technology as an extension of human bodies and minds. And he puts so much emphasis on naturality of technologies by naming them after humans. So this approach gives technology of great deal of agency without asking any power questions. I have mentioned technological determinism and social constructivist approach. What's the third way though? The third way can be called the technological affordances. The term affordance was coined by Gibson, and Hudgeby reverts to Gibson's understanding of affordances as the possibilities that they offered for action. Well, this is a good start to understand what affordances is. More importantly, affordances approach allow us to understand any technology or media by its not by its structure or meaning, but making sense of it with functions and in relation to its context. Let's use an example to make it clear. Imagine your phone. You can send a text message with it, you can call someone, you can date someone, you can socialize, you can throw it at someone to hurt them, you can watch something, you can play something, and I believe there are many others that I haven't been able to mention or name. Therefore, your smartphone pretty much can afford everything you can imagine within the contemporary technology. So saying that your phone means nothing without you giving the meanings, like the constructivist mentioned, or claiming that your phone shapes your action, is not that satisfying. However, your phone is actually meaningful when you use it. And yeah, it shapes your actions to some extent. But more importantly, phones as technological artifacts enable you to do whatever you want. Thus, the agency is not totally on your phone or on you, but you share the agency with the technology. Let's summarize everything. First, we have talked about technological determinism and technology as the priming force of society. Then I introduced you to the social construction of technology shortly. Lastly, I have talked about the technological affordances. I personally feel closer to technological affordances approach when I'm making sense of technology in media. What's your opinion? Write your comments down below if we can afford that kind of interaction. See, affordances. Thank you for listening to this episode of IDU Media Studies. Check out the description below for all the citation and future readings.
IDU Media Studies, oh, what does that mean? Nobody knows, so we'll try to explain. We do media studies, oh, what does that mean? Here's a podcast to try to explain.